So the Gemara again says, "V'amar Rabbi ein moisrin divrei Torah la'ovei kochavim." And I pointed out then that the words moisrim is a sort of a code word. It means that in the context of that Gemara, Mesira means that you're giving over something that's very private and intimate, which is very complicated or very esoteric. But the bottom line, the Tzad HaShava, is that this is something that you can't simply just tell over. So they use the word maestrim in the sense that you have something precious and you're handing it over to somebody, and you cannot give Divrei Torah in that sense to Oivdei Kochav. Frak Tosfos, the Gemara here is quoting a pasuk, and it's not a pasuk in the Torah, and it's not a lav. So Tosfos asks, what's going on? We know that there's a lav of giving over Torah to a guy. So the Gemara here, in a certain sense, is minimizing the Isur by quoting a pasuk, lo yaso chen l'chol goy, u'mishpatim bal yado. Right? What is the pasuk? L'fnei ive lo yisitei mirsha. It's an Isur to give Torah to a guy. When you are doing so, you are over l'fnei ive, because he's not supposed to be learning Torah. Hiksha Rav Rebel Chanan, Toysus de Bermaschel Ein Moisrin. Tepuk lay the Ovid Kochavim or Isaac Batoira Chai of Misa, Kedama Beperik Dalid Mises. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Dafnun Tes, Ovid Kochavim or Isaac Batoira Chai of Misa. So Be'emis here per se, it would not be such a kasha. Why? Because this Gemara, as I told you, is talking about giving over to Talmidim, teaching Torah, from one generation to the next, from one person to the other. The Gemara there says, a guy is not allowed to learn Torah. It's not talking about personal learning by himself over here. So they could easily answer. The two Gemaras have nothing to do with each other. Here it's talking about a Yisrael teaching the guy. And there the Gemara is talking about the guy learning by himself. The problem begins with the next line in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Because there it says, V'hamalamda, a Jew who teaches him Torah, the Jew is also over in Avera. What Avera is he over? Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Mikshal. That Tosfos is Kasha. Here it's Mashma that if a Jew is teaching a guy Torah, it's only a problem of Mishpatim Bal Yadon. And there it's Mashma, Beferush. Not Mashma, it says Beferush. That he's over on Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Mikshal. So Tosfos is really asking twice. First of all, it's more chamor. And secondly, why are you bringing a pasuk from Divrei Kabbalah when you can bring a pasuk from the Torah? So what did Tosfos answer? So we know that Tosfos first started out by saying maybe we're talking about Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Why does Tosfos want to suggest Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach? So first of all, from a purely logical point of view, how will a guy ever know how to perform mitzvah and the details of the mitzvah if he doesn't study the details of the mitzvah? So it would be almost impossible to suggest that he has a series of mitzvahs that he's obligated in and for which you can be chayiv misa also for. And afal pi kein, he's not allowed to touch it. You can't learn anything about it. It would be mamish atarta disasri. So you could say that logically, Tosfos says, obviously we're talking about Sheva Mitzvahs. In fact, there's a Chayra Mitzvah to teach the guy. Because otherwise, how is he going to know? Of course, you could say they should have their own Melamdim. But it's always better somebody who has a full knowledge of Torah to be able to teach him the Sheva Mitzvahs, has a better understanding of what the Mitzvah involves. Even though, of course, the Pratim of those Mitzvahs are not necessarily the same. You know. For example, the Chassam Sofer says, Amoridika Yisoid. The Gemara says that Shiurim Chatzitzim Mechitzim Harlocha L'Moshe Misinai. That the exact Shiurim are Harlocha L'Moshe Misinai. Says the Chassam Sofer, the Harlocha L'Moshe Misinai Shiur of 13 years in a day for a boy to become a Gadol, for which he's Chayav, all kinds of things, and the day before that he's not. This is part of Shiurim, and of course a girl 12 years in a day, the same. These are part of Shiurim Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, only applies to Yidin and not to Goyim. He says, what is the age of maturity where all the dinim of Chayiv Misa, etc., by a Goy, is totally in his intelligence, in his maturity of personality? Because the shear of 13 in a day, what about the day before? He wasn't just as smart. He wasn't just as mature. All of a sudden, something triggered, like a genetic switch suddenly turned on in him at 13 in a day. It's not so. 13 a day is an artificial moment of transition. It's an approximation, maybe. But you know, in all things, there are different shiurim. In the shiur of godless that was given, says the Chasam Sofer, it's a tremendous chiddush. How does he know this? Because it's a Tshuvas HaRosh that says that they asked him, where does the shiur Yud Gimel Shana V'Yomechot come from? So he says, that's part of shiurim chatzitzim v'mechitzim, that's halacha l'moshe mitzina. So says the Chasam Sofer, based on that answer of the Rosh, if it's halacha l'moshe mitzina, it may apply only to a yid, and it does not apply to a guy, it has tremendous ramifications. According to him, if you see an intelligent fellow who's 10 years old, 11 years old, and he did things that are against the Sheva Mitzvahs, then he's Chayav Misa. Then he is Chayav Misa. So the whole Yesod of the Akum, that his dinim are Sheva Mitzvahs, even though if you look at each one of the mitzvahs, it sounds very much like our mitzvahs, the details are not the same. That's just one small example of it. There are many other examples. Do you need Eidim? Do you need Hasra? Do you need all kinds of drishas for Chakiris? There are many halachas that are different by a goy than by Yisrael. Afal Pikein, just like the Chasam Sofer is telling you this halacha, you should go to the Chasam Sofer to teach you all the other halachas. So Avada, if a Yisrael teaches the goy, it's better. So Tosfos initially says that the Gemara in Sanhedrin that speaks about what? About the Isur of Lifnei Iver is talking about non-Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. But here it's talking about Mishpat and Bal Yadom, Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. That Hashem, so what does it mean, Ein Moser in Torah? So Tosfos himself asks on himself, how can I say that? How could I say that this Gemara is talking about Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, so there's no Lifnei Iver? Because Tosfos says, "So chitaim b'zayin mitzvah didhu deina chayiv misa for mitzvah ikalam ma'isra lahem." He says you can't say that our Gemara Chagiga is talking about that, because our Gemara says you're not allowed to teach them this Torah, and if it's sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, avada you are. Not only are you allowed, you are mechuyif. So Tosfos is stuck. Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach on the one hand, neither Gemara is addressing that it's aser, because fakad it's a mitzvah. So then we're back to the steer. If it's not Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, why isn't the Gemara Chagiga say Lif Naiva? So Tosfos answers that it's talking about Chad Ivra Denaira and Trey Ivra Denaira. The Gemara in all of Hilchos Lif Naiva is talking about where without you, the Over Aveira, like the Nazir with the Yayin, would have a problem accessing the Yayin. You are the one who made it possible. You facilitated it. Without you, he would not have been able to reach it, because he's on one side of the river and you're the one who's bringing it across the river. However, if you're both on the same side of the river and the cup of wine is right there on the next table, but you went ahead and you handed him the wine, says Tosfos, the Gemara tells us that b'chad iver denara, you're not over and lifnei iver lo sitei michshol, because you're not really facilitating anything. He could just as well have reached out and gotten it himself. So even though you're the lemaisa giving it to him, that doesn't matter. So Tosfos says, in Torah, what if he would have his own Rebbe, a goy? And he could just as well be taught by that goy. So you would think, and in fact it's true, there's no Lifnei Iver anymore. Because he can get it anyhow. You should forgive me, I don't mean to be sarcastic in the slightest. Or antagonistic in the slightest. I just mean to make the point. Today he could learn it from the art scroll. Yeah. Did I tell you the Maisa Shehoya? One of my Talmidim says that he went into a Starbucks to get a cup of coffee. Starbucks, but there are people who go. It has an OU, I think, or whatever it is. The Starbucks coffee does not have an OU. Anyhow, the Unterstichur is, let's say he went in to use the telephone, but he was in the Starbucks. The kids.
A tea,
yeah. Anyhow, whatever it is. I'm not certainly recommending it. Never went in there in my life. But Lemaisa, that's the story. He went in and he sees a black man, no negative implications here. He was black. He sees a black man, a non-Jew for sure, and he's reading an art school Gemara. He couldn't control himself, and he goes over to this total stranger and he says, I see that you're holding a Talmud. So he says, yeah, it's very, very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Are you allowed to sell these Gemaras to a
Gemara? Well, that's part of this whole Shaila. But the bottom line is, you know, in America, there are certain things that you're allowed to do that if you don't do, you can end up in jail. So, you know, that's also an issue. Somebody walks in and he wants to buy a pair of tzitzis. So, you know, the whole concept of shilas and gemaras, because if you dress up like a Jew, you can mug somebody. The Gemara has all stories in the Poskim that you can join a caravan, you look like a Yid, and in the middle of the caravan, you rob them and you murder them. So you're not supposed to give them these articles of Kedusha so that they should appear to look like Yidin. There are Maisim Shahayu all over Yerushalayim, where people dressed up, the Arabs dressed up like Chassidus Yidin for Meir Shaarim. I mean, it's a very big problem. On the other hand, you're in a society where if you don't sell somebody something, so you have to be Takbulois Tasa Mulchama. It's always like that. You have to figure out a way to outwit them. But the bottom line is, you know, you can get today in mail order. How does he know? Nobody even knows who's getting it and what's getting it. There's a much bigger Shaila. The Shaila is churches, you know, Christian missionary organizations, seminaries, Christian seminaries. I mean, they're on library lists and they send them out and that's it. You know, so they send you a request. You see the Tzelem on the stationery. Was tut man jetzt? Not push it. That's why the ECC, whatever you do in life, always has these bitchifkas that you have to know, no matter what it is. Even a plumber can have problems sometimes. You know, it comes Arab Shabbos, it comes Shkia time, and it's not so, nothing is pashut. Nothing is pashut. The person has to know halacha, and then even then there are big nisyonis. But let's not get out of the gather here. The Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach, you're mechuyev to teach him. Yeah, otherwise he won't know. Mitzvah, Tosfos says. But the Gemara here is saying that anything else, even if he has access to it from some other person, from a Goya Rebbe, you're not allowed to teach him anyhow. You're not going to be over Lifnei Iver. True, Lifnei Iver, you're not over. But Mishpatim Bal Yidon. And that's how Tosfos explains why this Gemara is adding something that Gemara doesn't have. That even though you in this case have Chad Ivra Denara situation, and therefore there is not going to be a problem of Lifnei Iver L'Asita Mechshol, you're still not allowed to teach him because it says, Lo Yosel Chein L'Chol Goy U'Mishpatim Bal Yidon. And just by the way, to repeat what we said last time, the emphasis, it says, listen to the words, Magid Vorov L'Yakov, Chukov U'Mishpatov L'Yisrael. Lo Yosel Chein L'Chol Goy, what should it have said? Before it said, Magid Dvarav Liakov, Chukov Umishpatov. So it should say, Lo Yosachin Lachol Goy, V'chukim Umishpatim Bal Yidon. Why does it leave out Chukim? The answer is Poshet. Because Chukim, we understand, the Milsa Beloy Taima, as it were, Paraduma. What does Paraduma have to do with a Goy? God doesn't even have Tumah V'Tara. What does he have? It's not Shayach to him. For example, tell him Yitzias Mitzrayim. He wasn't in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Oh, but what about Mishpatim? Mishpatim adachinyonim that he does have a shaykhus too? So Mishpatim, if they're his dinim in Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, then you are mechuyev to teach him. But if they are in Yonim that are not in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, even though they're Mishpatim, Bal Yidon. And there are many Mishpatim that are unique to B'nai Yisrael. I'll give you a simple example. There are four Shomrim. Yes? Shai Mechina, Shai Mesachar, a Seicher, and a Shai. There is a halacha that's almost like a chayk in the Mishpatim. Because, Balavimo, the halacha says like this. If at the moment that the Shmira, doesn't matter which Shomer it is, by the way, even though the Pasuk is by Shayel, the Gemara says Beferish that applies to Shai Mechinam, Shai Mesachar. Across the board. A Shai Mechinam is asked by the owner to watch his behemoth. A Shai Mesachar is paid by the owner to watch the behemoth. And he hands him the behemoth. If at that time, at the Maisa Mesira, when the Shmira begins, the owner is providing any kind of service for pay or volunteer, and it could last for 1 minute, but it covers the zman when you started the shmirah, that anything that happens later to the behema, the shomer is potter, including pshia. It's unbelievable halacha. Because the owner did me an extra taiva, he suffers? As I state. A few of the mefarshim try to explain it. They explain it by shayel in the context of she'ela, meaning, I'm so nice to the fellow, I lent him for free. I didn't even rent it to him. I lent him the hammer. I lent him the behema. And besides that, I did him a taiva. You see how much I love him and I care about him. I'm oichel everything. That's very nice by a shomer called shoyel. Because you see that he's doing him taivas. By shomer chinam, who's doing the taiva? Not the owner. The shomer is doing the taiva. And shomer sochar, there's a mutual relationship. And seicher too. So it doesn't fit all of the shomer. The bottom line is it's a chayk. It's a chayk in mishpatim. And that halacha doesn't apply to goyim at all. So the dinim that we have, the goyim don't have the same dinim. To teach them our mishpatim, to teach them the details of mishpatim in the Torah, bal yador, you're not allowed. That's Tosfos. Comes the Turi Evan, and Beikar, what I was interested in the Turi Evan, the Shagas Aryeh, right? So he wrote a sefer called Turi Evan. I don't have to give the Shagas Aryeh my stamp of approval, you understand? But it's an unbelievable thing. I mean, every shtickle there is mamish, masuk midvash. Every time you learn some of these svarim, you should take a few minutes, not consciously. It should happen by itself. That every time you finish a shtickle, sometimes even in the middle of the shtickle, you dance around the table. Such a shtickle you dance around the table for. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the zechus to even be able to understand it. Never mind that we had such a gadol in our midst. You know the Maaser Reb Zalman of Alojana Nukola Toira Kula. You know why? I mean, why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that way. But when he was born, they had one shas in the whole Alojana, a complete shas. You understand? When the Shagas Aryeh came, he needed to consult the Gemara. So at the beginning, the Rosh Ha'ir, who was the father of Reb Chaim Valojana and the father of Zalmel Valojana, two brothers, he had the shas in his house. It was his shas. So he would come to the house, they would lend him a gemara. They wouldn't lend him two gemaras. They would lend him one gemara. Finish this gemara, you bring it back, you get another one. After that, they decided that even that's too dangerous. Shagas Aryeh came to learn in the house. And she was pregnant and she gave birth. And when she was giving birth, not to disturb the Shagas Aryeh's learning, she held back all of her cries and the baby was born in absolute silence. Azeida Tziltman, the Maisif and the Helika Reb Zalmala, how he was born. So he gave her a bracha when he found out that she gave birth. He gave her a bracha that should be a light for all of Klal Yisrael. And this man learned in his short life. He did not live very long. Kol HaTorah Kula Mamish. Kol HaTorah Kula Mamish. Knew it all about that. They say that everything that he learned 200 times. Even though he had a photographic memory. Unbelievable. Bekitza, the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh came to Metz at the age of 70. He became their Rav. And there was complaints. An old man like that, you know, 70 then was like 120 now. An old man of 70, how long is he going to last? He promised them 20 years. At the age of 90, he was going to get a sefer and the whole shelf fell on him. And that's how he died. And they say that in his last breath, he said, I made shalom with all of those svarim except for the levush. And that's what did me in. But Bekitza Abayse B'Shagas Aryeh wrote a sefer called Turi Evan. This is his sefer. So in the Chelek on the Maseches Chagiga, he writes on Tosfos as follows. Yeah, V'li Nira. This is, you see where it says Turi Evan. V'li Nira. The Loi Kosha Midi. The Hamefarish Hasam Taima. The Akum Oisik B'Torah Chayav Misa D'Chsiv. Torah Tzivalonu Moshe Mayrasha Lonu Mayrasha V'Loi Lahem. I'll give you a little bit of a background. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tesamet Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, there's a few things that Rabbi Yochanan said. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that Akum, by the way, the Sefer Ben Ayyahu Ben Yehoyada makes the point that the Ben Ish Chai, Rabbi Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, he makes the point, which we know already, of course, that when it says Oved Koychavim in the Gemara, it does not mean an idol worshipper, that he worships Koychavim Umazolos. It means a guy. Oved Koychavim, Oved Avodazara. We're not talking about somebody's Oved Avodazara. We're talking about a person who's neutral, who's not Oved Avodazara. He keeps Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So why do you call him Oved Koychavim? The censors insisted that every time it says goy, you change the word goy to akum. Why? Because then you could say to the Christians, we don't mean goyim in general, we mean those ancient, like it says in the slichas on the bottom. You ever see the bottom of the slichas? Dovazeh, after the Nazis were murdering us by the millions, but we only mean the Visigoths, the Vandals, the Huns, and the Kapupas. You understand? That's what we mean. We don't mean chas v'sholem, the goyim of today. The Gehoiben Agoyim that played Mozart and Beethoven while they were murdering everybody. Chas v'sholem that we mean those Goyim. We mean the Visigoths, the wild band of Visigoths that destroyed Rome, that pillaged Rome. Attila the Hun. That's who we mean. So it's not Negea anymore. So now everybody's in brotherhood, so they let it go. They let it go through. With that little caveat. So they changed every Akum. There's a joke that they say that when the censors got to the Siddur, and they got to the Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos to Mincha, it says, Ata Echad, V'shimcha Echad, Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael Akum Echad Baritz. Anyhow, so Bekitza, unfortunately, that's not a true story, because the Maisa, the censors, Rachman al Itzlan, were people who knew how to learn, and some of them were Mishamadim, some of them did it L'shem Shamayim, they didn't want the Jews to get into trouble. But Untish the Shur is that it says here, V'om Rab Yochanan Akum She'oisik B'toyra Chayiv Misa, he says it doesn't mean an Oivet Kochovim, it means any guy. Shenemar, how do you know? Shenemar Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. This we didn't mention, I think, last time. Where does the Gemara get it from that a guy is Chayiv Misa? Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Mayrosha Kehilas Yankov. Lanu Mayrosha V'loi Lohem Mayrosha. As I state in the Gemara. Lanu Mayrosha V'loi Lohem Mayrosha. That's what it says in Gemara Sanhedrin and Tassamat Aleph. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. If it's taka also for them to do, and this is a real pasuk for them, why don't we include that as an extra lav, an extra isur, in the collection of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach? In other words, there should be an eighth Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. That's Gemara asks, because that's the sugya Nun Tesamet Aleph of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So Moshe says, if it's also for them, based on this pasuk, you should have an eighth mitzvah. What's the eighth mitzvah? You're not allowed to learn Torah. The Gemara asks. So the Gemara says, it is in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach already. How so? So he says, you look at the word Mayrasha, and you know the Gemara in Pesachim, they darshaned that a person who teaches Torah B'fnei Am Ha'aretz is Ke'ilu Ba'el Arusasoi B'fnei Chamov. It's a terrible image, but you can't even repeat it. But it's like a person is doing something with his wife, his arusa, because she's not yet in his house, where is he? He's in the house of his in-laws. So he's doing something with her in the presence of the in-laws. So he says, that's the same thing. Why? Because it says, Torah Tzivolonu Moshe Mayrasha, Al Tikrei Mayrasha Ela Me'orasa. In other words, it means that the Mem Vav Rei Shin Hei, the Pintala, you could look at the other side too. There is no Pintala in the Torah. So it could look like Mayrasa, which is like me'oirasa, like the aleph is missing. So al tikrei me'oirasa ela me'oirasa, that the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Torah is like the relationship of a person who is mekadesh the Torah, and she is a nara ha'me'oirasa, she's a me'oirasa lanu. If somebody, and then what if it reads me'oirasa stam? Then me'oirasa, what does me'oirasa mean? An inheritance. So if he takes, the goy takes our inheritance away, what did he do? He's a gazlan. So which of the Sheva mitzvahs? Gezel. And if he is taking away our Eishes Ish, which our Arusa, then which one it is? It's Arayas. So it's either in Arayas or it's in Gzela. Sishin Genug. Daf Nishtam Abazim D'Galav. That's why there's only Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Azizok the Gemara. Yeah, Ma Da Amamoy Rasa Dinoy Kanara Amoy Rasa De Biskila. Right? Okay. The Gemara there, by the way, asks a very important question. The Gemara says that Reb Meir used to say, Hoya Reb Meir Oimer, Minayin, Shafilu Oved Kochovim, Shoisik Batoira, Shahu Kakoyan Godel. It's unbelievable. So he says, Shenemar, Ashayasa Osam Ha'adam Vachai Bohem. Ha'adam. Yisrael Loinemar, Elo Ha'adam. Including Goy. If a guy learns Torah, says Reb Meir, he could be like the Kohen God. He has zero yichus, he has no shaykhus to Mishpachas Yisrael, and Afal Pikein, he could be like the Kohen God. There's some people who want to say that this is the basis for the words of the Rambam, which are somewhat mystifying, but frankly, I don't believe it. I don't believe that that's the pshat in the Rambam. Which Rambam? The Rambam at the end of Shemitah V'Yovel, the Rambam says that Shevet Levi, of course, was consecrated, that they are Nachlas Hashem, Hashem Unachalosa. Then the Rambam says at the very end, Beloi Shevet Levi Bilvat, Ela Kol Ish Va'ish Mikol Ba'ei Olam. That's the critical words. Every person from all, like we use the word walks of life, we all, Ba'ei Olam, from. You know, when it says, Kol Boi Olam Yavru Lefanecha Kevnei Morayim in Tzana Taikif, which is a Lashon of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it means all the whole world mamish, including all Goyim. All the nations of the world are judged on Rosh Hashanah. V'chol Boi Olam. If the Rambam uses a Lashon Kol Ish V'ish Mikol Boi Olam, what about them? If they abandoned all of the Narishkeit of this world, and they devoted themselves completely to Hashem, then Niskadesh Kodesh Kadoshim. What is the Lashon Kodesh Kadoshim? Because the Kohen Gadol, Lagabe Kohanim, is like Kodesh Kohanim, Kodesh Kadoshim, Kohen Gadol. So if he says, I raise the Niskadesh Kodesh Kadoshim, where did he get this from? From this Reb Meir. That's what they say. I don't believe it. What I mean to say is, it's taka kol bo yoylam. You know what it means? It means if a guy is so immersed and so involved in the Eibishter, to reach that madrega, then he is definitely going to become a ger. And that's what it means, mikol bo yoylam. But before Geirus, that we should say that he's niskadish kodesh kodosh. Aydis Gemara. The Gemara is not talking about a ger. The Gemara is talking about a guy. So the answer is, Reb Meir is talking about a guy learning Torah, he's like the Kohen Gadol, but he doesn't say he's Niskadish Kodesh Kadosh. So like the Kohen Gadol means a lot of things. It doesn't necessarily mean Kedusha. I think the Rambam is talking about Geirut. But in any case, there are those who suggest that it's talking about even a guy, based on this Gemara. So the Gemara asked the question, on the one hand you just said he's either a Gazlan or a Boil Nara Marasa, and now you're telling me that he's like a Kohen Gadol? So the Gemara says, of course, what's the answer? That when he's learning our mitzvahs, then he's either a gazlan or a boyal arusa. But if he's learning sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, then he can reach in that learning a madrega even of a kohen god. And so the Gemara answers, hosam b'sheva mitzvahs didhu. That's the Gemara's answer. And that's what Rashi says over there also. Oiskim behilchos oison sheva mitzvahs. That's Rashi. Oiskim behilchos sheva oison mitzvahs. Anyhow, Bekitzis, so now going back to the Turi Evan. The Turi Evan points out that Gemara, that it's either what or what? Mayrasha or Mayrasa. It's either Gazel or Arayas, correct? So going back to the Turi Evan, he writes, Umishani, Mandi Omar Mayrasha, Migzol Gozel, Mandioma Moiros Moirosa with an Aleph and a Samach, Dinoi Kenara Marusa de Biskila, Vahashta Ikola Meimar. And now we can answer. The Rav Ami Svirole command the argument in Chagiga that says, Magid Vor of Liakov, Chukov Mishpot of Israel, Svirole Lamakamandioma Moirosa, Umishum Lessa because of the Aveira of Gezel, Nogabo. Therefore, he says a meiridik achidush in the sfasemis. You almost might say jumps on him. He says, the Shagas Aryeh, that when can something be called Gezel? Only if you don't give it to him. Now, he says, the Gemara there is talking about a guy that learns on his own. If he learns on his own, he stole it. But what happens if a Yid teaches him? He turns the thing almost upside down. He says, what happens if a Yid teaches him? Then he's not stealing anything. The Yid is giving it to him, gratis. But he's giving him a matana. Can't call a matana Gezel? So the Shagas Aryeh takes this so seriously that he involves himself and it tries to develop this theme. Look at what he says. He says, if it's Gezel, Heichod Yisrael Meiser Loi, Umalamdoi Birtsoinoi, Suleko Mishum Gezel. Deloyehei Ela Mamayna, let's assume that it's Mammon, like real Gezel, money. He stole his Becher, he stole his cufflinks. If he gives it to him, now he adds, wait a minute, my cufflinks are mine, I can give them away. The Torah doesn't belong to me, it belongs to me, and to you, and to you, and to you. That I can give away your chelik, your Torah. So he asks on himself, so he says, he says, let's say something belongs to all of us. And one person decides on his own to give it away to somebody else. He's a gazlan. Why not? And the person who receives it is a gazlan. Why not? Why shouldn't he be a gazlan? Did you give me permission? Did you give me your chelik? Were you makna me your chelik? Or did you at least give permission that I should give it to him? No. So what right do I have to take control of something that's only b'shutfus? So he says, no, Torah is different. Because Torah remains with you. You see, whatever you give away, you don't lose by giving it. Because you still have it. So the shutfim are not being affected. That's what he said. If we give away something that we have in common, we all own this table together. And now I gave the table away. Now there's no table. You can't sit at the table. You can't put down your svarim at the table. So of course you have no reshus to give it away myself unilaterally. I have to have the consensus of everybody. Of course you can't get the consensus of all of Klal Yisrael when you want to teach a Goy Torah. But he says it's not like that. Because the table remains. Even after you gave it away, it remains. Listen to what he says. Yesh loimar. The answer to my question on myself is Dahani mili bedover hamachasrei b'shimushay, something that when he uses it, you lose. The ikap seido lasheni, so therefore the shutif is losing out. So obviously you need his permission. Avol bedover she'ein machasrei kagoyin limurat Torah. Nothing changes. You still have your chelik in Torah. Rishus me echad min hashutfim sagi v'su les bei mishum gezel. That's the part that I wanted to discuss with you. So the Shagas Aryeh is confident that if it's Nara Mayrasa, then it's Taka problem. But this Mandi Omar, Maseches Kagiga, says that it's Mayrasha Gezel. And Mayrasha Gezel is not a problem because I can give it to you and then you're not a Gazlan. So the Goy is not considered a Gazlan, right? Nevertheless, Magid Vorb li Yaakov Chukov Mishpatav li Yisrael lo yosachen l'chol goy. That's why he brought another pasuk. Because from the pasuk of Gazlan, it wouldn't be a problem because it's not Gezel. Since I'm giving it to him. You have a chelik and you didn't say yes, okay. So the answer is, I don't need your permission if it's costing you. But if it's not costing you, comes along the Sfas Emes. The second line in the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes, you know, I mean, there are a number of other things written by him or from him, but the two major works, this is Sfas Emes on Gemara, which is on Moed and Kochin, and this is Sfas Emes on Chumash. The vast majority of people, when they quote a Sfas Emes, they usually quote a Sfas Emes from the Chumash. Yeah, which he used to say, Divrei Torah, different years, the years are mentioned, and they were written down and copied over after Shabbos and Yontif, and that's the Sfas Emes on Chumash. Most people quote the Sfas Emes on Chumash. The Sfas Emes on Chumash is unbelievable, of course, but you understand who he is if you combine the two. Then you fully appreciate the godless of Torah the Sfas Emes was. So Sfas Emes in the Moyed, Sfas Emes, Al-Hashas, he has on Chagiga, And on this blot, Afir Gimel Amud Aleph, he responds to the words of the Turi Evan. And he says in the second line, Umashikasa b'Turi Evan, the Bershus Yisrael, with the permission of the Jew, Lekam Shum Gezel, right, Ayin Shum, he writes, this is his Lashon, Ein Dvarav Nechainim. He's wrong. The Hahavi Gezel shall Klal Yisrael, Uman Shovik, Uman Machil. He says that when the Torah says, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Mayrasha, what does it say after Mayrasha? Kehilas Yaakov. Kehila means the collective of Yaakov. There is no Mayrasha to you and to you and to you that you are a private bailim and like a shutfus. I'll give you a very good example. The Gemara tells us that in theory, all of Klal Yisrael could have one carbon Pesach. So imagine such a thing, that there's one carbon Pesach. Who's mechuyev in carbon Pesach? Every individual Jew. So when we say each person has one carbon Pesach together, they don't mean that the collective has a carbon Pesach. It means they're shutfim. Because each one of us has like a kazayis in that behemoth, so to speak. Each one of us, when the shaykhid shechts the behemoth, he's shechting for me separately, and for you separately, and for you separately, or bevasachas. Now, and the mamonis is a collective mamonis, which each one of us has our mamon. My private mamon is in that behema. It's called a behema shel shutfin. La fuke mai, what's the contrast? Korban tamid shel shachris. Korban tamid shel shachris is not a behema shel shutfin. You don't have a private chelik in the carbon tamid. It's a tamid which is collect money from each. Money comes from individuals. Oh boy, do I know that. But money comes from individuals, and then you build the collective Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, you have a piece in the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, that's my stone. You see that over there, that brick? That's my brick. There's no such thing. Because it's not a shutfus. You don't own as an individual any part of the Beis HaMikdash. Same thing with the carbon. The shkolim are collected, and through those shkolim, you buy a carbon. But the carbon is not a carbon ha-shutfim. What is it called? Carbon ha-tzibur. Carbon ha-tzibur is not shutfus. That's exactly the argument between the Shagis Aryeh and the Sfasenis. Mayrasha kehilas Yaakov. Does it mean shutfim? You see, he used the image of shutfim, because he asked the question in the middle, right? What if one shutf gives permission, but the other ones didn't give permission? He says, that doesn't matter, because you're not losing anything. You see, his whole mode of thinking is focused on Torah being my Torah plus your Torah plus your Torah plus your Torah. What's up, the Sfasemis? Sfasemis says, no, it's not my Torah and your Torah. It's our Torah, but not our Torah that we both have a chelek in it. Now, I just want to be moisif something. Even according to the Sfasemis, everybody keeps talking about my chelik and Torah, my chelik and Torah. You have to understand, you're talking about two different things. If you're asking, I have my own unique moment in time, and my own mind, and my own place, and my own Rebbeim, and my own Talmidim, and my own Chaverim, my own Chavrusis. And from that, if I take seriously the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, I have my chunk of Torah that I'm supposed to create, my chunk of Torah that I'm supposed to reveal, my chunk of Torah that I'm supposed to comprehend. And nobody else has exactly that same chelik in that sense. But if you're asking ownership, the Torah in its entirety, who owns the Torah, then Avada Gevis, it's not my chelik plus your chelik plus your chelik plus your chelik, says the Sfasemis. What is it? It's Klal Yisrael's. Yeah.
So, I think you saw the same question with the Sfasemis, because, I mean, anything, if it belongs to the Kehila, then there's obviously, there should be authority, like, just like with the Semigdash, you have authority from part of the specific Kabbalists that are given, and they can make decisions about which animals go where. So too,
oh boy, are you right. Let me tell you something. You just opened up, I wouldn't use the word Pandora's box, because it's not a negative. It's just a window on a whole world. But I'll say it in Mamish in two sentences. The Rambam at the beginning in his Hakdama to the Sefer Yad HaChazaka, to the Rambam. So the Rambam describes the Masoira. And the Rambam also in the first parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah says something which is very similar about a Nakuda. Let me start with the Rambam Chazav Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says that when Yaakov Avinu received his Masorah from his father Yitzchak, he then gave it over to all of his children and to the huge number of people that had gathered around them from the time of Avraham, the Baalei Bris Avraham, the Rambam calls it, which he says numbered in the tens and hundreds of thousands. And they were a nation, as it were, a loosely defined, not from the children of Yaakov. They were people who had adherents, who were cleaving to the Masorah that Avraham Megayeres HaAnoshim, V'Sarah Megayeres HaAnoshim, and that came to Yitzchak and to Yaakov as well. So to all these people, Yaakov gave over his Masorah, but specifically to his sons. And then it says that he appointed Levi a Rosh Yeshiva. In other words, he had 12 sons, but he specifically and uniquely distinguished, made separate, Levi. Levi is unique. What is Levi? Levi is the Memuna to be the Rosh Yeshiva. Okay. Then he says that he commanded the sons that they should see to it that Levi is their Rosh Yeshiva, so to speak, that he's the one. So the kasha is, what's going on over here? Everybody receives from Yaakov Avinu. So what's Levi's role? What does it mean that he gave it over to Levi? If you're going to tell me that he gave it over to Yitzchak instead of Yishmael, I understand. If you tell me that he gave it over to Yaakov instead of Esav, Yitzchak, I understand. But that Yaakov should pick Levi? What is he doing? What? What about it? The Rambam at the beginning of Yisoide, of the Yad HaChazaka, he speaks about the Masorah and he lists everyone from Moshe Rabbeinu until his time, the whole chain of command. Then he speaks about how Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael and how he had Talmidim including Pinchas, for example, and Yehoshua and so on. But Yehoshua, what does it say in Pirkei Avos? Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. There's a Gemara in Maseches Erevin that says Beferish. This is how the Seder Halimud was in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. First he taught it to Aaron, and then he taught it to the children, and then he taught it to the Klal Yisrael. So that this one learned it one time, this one learned it two times, three times, four times. What does it say? It doesn't mention even Yoshua. Sorely Yeshua sounds like everybody else doesn't count. He gave it to Yeshua. And Yeshua, he gives it to the next generation. And in the same list of the Rambam mentions that he taught it to Pinchas. And then later on it says that Pinchas is part of the Masorah after Yeshua. What is going on over here? The Teretz is Pashut. It's exactly to answer your question. In Torah, there's a Shomer HaTorah. Mamish like the Beis HaMikdash. There's somebody that's responsible for the Masorah in a very acute way, and everybody else is learning Torah. And the responsibility is to preserve the Masorah from generation to generation in exactitude. And since it's Baal Peh, and you can't just consult the writing of the Sefer like they had in the Beis HaMikdash, a Sefer that they matched against. So all of the Torah is in the hands, as it were, of an individual, and if he goofs, if he messes up, Rachmana Litzlan, we lose Torah forever. So you need a Shomer for that. And the Shomer is the Baal HaMasorah. After Moshe Rabbeinu, the Baal HaMasorah was Yehoshua. And in that chain, at some point, Pinchas became part of that Baal of the Masorah. But as a Talmud, he was a Talmud from day one, Pinchas. But Talmidim who have a responsibility to learn Torah are not themselves necessarily the Shomer HaTorah. You have to understand that even in the time of Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi, so he was the one who was responsible for organizing the Mishnayos. That was also because of a sense of achrayus that's different than just Stam Aloy made HaTorah. There were notes all over the place, Mefarshim said. Everybody had his notes, but the notes were not the Mishnayos. The Mishnayos is when Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi puts them together, and so on and so forth. But let's go now back. Mayrasha is two things, Mayrasha and Mayrasa. So what is Mayrasha? The Turi Evan seems to be saying that Mayrasha means that it's a Yerusha in the sense that there are children who inherited a Yerusha. And a Yerusha, you know very well that at the beginning it belongs to the Bayis as a whole, until there's a Chaluka, and then when they divide it up, each one gets his Chalik. So the same thing he says, and what are they? Achim Shechalku? So Lukuchos Hosein or not Lukuchos Hosein, Gemara and Baba Basra also. This is a different story, but we in our Chelek and Torah are Shutfim. And that's why he uses the model of Shutfim, like the Korban Pesach, not like the Korban Tomit Shoshachar. The Sfas Emes says, no, it's a Korban Tomit Shoshachar, it's a Beis HaMikdash, it's not my Chelek, your Chelek, your Chelek, your Chelek, it's the collective of which I am part of. And therefore he says, Dvarav Einom Nechayim. And he has his own pshat on the Gemara. But I wanted to dwell a little bit on this Mayrasha, Mayrasha a little bit. You know that the... By the way, if you don't teach a Talmud Torah, then you are preventing him from having his chelik, his Yerusha. And the Gemara says that in Sanhedrin also. Not here, Nun Tes, but in Tzadik Aleph. The Gemara says, Kon hamaneya Torah min haTalmud, kilu goizel, maneya halocha mipi haTalmud, kilu goizel, like he's stealing, minachala savoysav, from the nachala of that Talmud's forefathers. Shenamar, of course, Torah tzibolonu Moshe, Moirasha kilas Yaakov. It's a Yerusha. And if I don't teach it, it's very interesting, Yerusha. A Yerusha is usually what? Money. Physical objects. And when you get it, you got it. You have it. It's in your bank. Torah doesn't work like that. Torah doesn't work that all of a sudden, because you exist, you have it in the bank. You have to acquire it. It's a very interesting Yerusha. But you acquire something that you have rights to. And the person is mechuyev to teach you so that you should be able to acquire it. And if he doesn't let you acquire it, he is a gazlan. He's preventing you from your chelek. It's like he's not allowing you to get to your chelek of karka. The same thing a person who's not teaching Torah. It's an unbelievable yesod, because what that Gemara is saying, if you listen to it carefully, you see, normally we think a Rebbe is, we assume he's doing it for free. Ma'ani b'chinam afato b'chinam. So you say to yourself, the Rebbe, he's the most generous person in the world. You have any kindness to him? You want something from him? He's doing everything for nothing. He is Meiser Nefesh, and you get the impression where he doesn't have to. Punkt faket. He must. The Rebbe must give over the Torah as best as he can, because that person that you're teaching, you are making him his entitlement. Not something that from the friend that you're giving him a matana and you're doing him a taiva. You're not giving him a matana. You are unlocking his treasure. But it's his treasure to begin with. That's the Gemara. So the word Mayrasha, I think, was used dafka and not Yerusha. Now, the fact, why didn't it say Torah tzibolonu Moshe Yerusha kehilas Yaakov? So first of all, if you understand the words of this Sfas Emes, we also understand why it says Mayrasha. Because Yerusha would have meant your chelik and your chelik and your chelik and your chelik. Mayrasha means everybody together. It's a different kind of Yerusha, so they use the word Mayrasha. That's one pshat. I copied out the Lashon of the Ksava HaKabbalah. Where did I copy it? Oh, here it is. You don't have it. He says, Mayrasha loy omar Yerusha. The Ksava Kabbalah, Rabbi Yankov Tzvi Mecklenburg, on the Pasuk in Dvarim, Torah in Vezais HaBracha, Torah Tzivolana Moshe, Mayrasha Kilas Yaakov. He says, Mayrasha loy omar Yerusha. He does not say Yerusha Kehilas Yaakov. Shebe emes ein ha Torah Yerusha. Kemamar hatana, it says beferish in Pirkei Avos. Haskein atzmacha, prepare yourself. Be a vessel that is worthy of receiving the Torah, because it's not automatic. It's not a Yerusha. That's what it says. The Lashon says, Haskein atzmacha lilmoy Torah she'eino Yerusha loch. What do you mean, eino Yerusha loch? It says, my Rasha gilas yaikin. It says, my Rasha. but it doesn't say Yerusha. Why? Ki ein ha Torah muchenes libnei Yisrael sheyirashena kamo Yerusha she'ein aleo oirin she'ein liyorish raklita loisa. You have a Yerusha and there's nobody that's objecting. You know, if nobody gets up in court and says, bah, 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 bah. So nobody's objecting. You go ahead and you take your chalik. The what's he called? The fella, the executor. He puts the money into your bank account, and the next day you open up your bank account and you see that there's $10,000 more than before. What did you do to acquire it? You did something. You pressed a button. You went into the bank. That's what you did. It's yours because you are a Yoresh. Torah is not like that, he says. Tzarich Adam, now he says something more. He says, when you open up a Gemara, it always goes smoothly. No. Who's your enemy? Who's challenging the Yerusha? The Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara says, go swimming. It's too hard for you. You'll never finish it anyhow. And on and on and on and on. Whatever works, that's what you ever notice that? The Yetzer Hara never picks an argument that doesn't work. Pelet the Kazakh. Genius. Melech Zokein Uksil. He's a genius. He never picks an argument that doesn't work. You know, you never tell a person with an off in a cup, you're never going to understand anything, you're a temple. The guy opens up a Gemara, and he's like a fish in the water. Or you never tell a person who is a masmid, a naturally assiduous person, you know, you don't have any zitz flesh. Hey, man, has zitz flesh, you could stay in the same seat for 4 years. But he'll tell the person who has an off in a cup, who's not a masmid, you know that you can't sit for more than 5 minutes. And I tell a person who's a master who doesn't have a cup, he says, what's good is your hasmada? You're going to sit here for the next 20 years, you wouldn't understand what's going on. Take a look at this fellow. 5 minutes, he started giving a shir, and you're already lost. So what do you have a shaykhus to the Torah? So he says, yesh alav oiririn. He says, avol tzarich adam lihilachem im soine chazak. Shehu yetzer halev hanilcham ima yoim yoim. He fights with them every day. V'im loy yischazek v'yisamitz kenegdoi loy yinchal es ha-toyra. That's why it has to be called Mayrasha, not Yerusha. Yerusha, chick-chack. Mayrasha, not so poshut. B'mem ches dvarim ha-toyra niknes. B'miyut sicha v'sheino b'miyut schoiru schoik b'miyut tainuk v'derech eretz v'kayotze be'ele. Yeah. Aval ha-toyra hi mayrasha l'kilas yankov. V'in yonik moi v'nasati oysa lachem mayrasha ani Hashem. He says the word Mayrasha means not Yerusha. Because Yerusha means it's yours. It's not yours. You have to struggle for it. He uses the example of the Yetzirah. But it means you have to sit and learn. Even if a person doesn't have a Yetzirah. You know, I remember when I was a little boy, how old was I? I'm about 15. And I was, until I woke up one day, I thought very highly of myself, and I used to sit. And you could tell by the way I sat by the shtender, by the table with my chavrusa, that I was having a good time learning. But I was having a good time. So one of my rebbeim, Rabbi Shafchik Zichrono Livracha, Yeshivas Rabbi Yankov Yosef, I'll never forget. And he had that. He had a slightly Germanic Yiddish, but he had a Litvische overlay from Kamenitz and so on. And I was very interested in Yiddish. And English, I don't know if he spoke at all. It came from after the Muhammad and so on. He became a Rebbe, very, very, very chosh of a Rebbe. The father-in-law of Rabbi Levine from the Young Israel across the street. Anyhow, Bekitza, Sir Rabbi Shafshi, was very beloved. Everybody loved him. He's a very noble person, very beautiful visage, gorgeous white beard. You know, it's like he made a very big roshim on a youngster especially. Anyhow, Bekitza, he comes in, and he sees, it's my Rebbe, but he sees me sitting there in the Beis Medrash, and he says, Harun? Aharon. Harun? Du meinst, dass du sitzen azoi und wären a Talmid Chochem, sag ich dir nein. You think you'll be a Talmid Chochem like this? I'm telling you, you'll never be a Talmid Chochem. Anyhow, Baruch Hashem, I straightened out immediately. But it really, it entered into my heart. It entered into my heart. If he would have come over and said, what are you sitting like that for? It's a chutzpah, it's a zilzul in the Torah. I don't know if I would have paid any attention. You know, for that you need to be very mature. You know, kid doesn't hear these kind of things. He says, what are you bothering me for? I'm learning. He says, you know, it's how you say something. But when he said it to me like that, you wrap your head in a towel, you put your feet in two pails of water, you close the shutters so you don't know whether it's day or night, and that's how you become a Talmud Chacham. You can't say Yerusha. So what does my Rasha mean if that's the case? So what's my Rasha? The answer in my Rasha means not you. It means Klal Yisrael. What does it mean, Klal Yisrael? It means it's yours forever. That's my Rasha. The one common denominator. So I think it's Rav Gifter, Zichrono Livracha. Maybe not. So I can't say for sure. But one of the Gedolim said that my Rasha and my Rasa, right? My Rasha and my Rasa. So why is it my Rasha and not Yerusha? So he said Yerusha. He said a slightly different word. He said Yerusha means that I can do with my chelek whatever I please. The beautiful daher. I think it's Rav Gifter. I'm not sure. I can do with my chelek whatever I please. Because when I receive a Yerusha, the Gemara says, in Masechta Shabbos, famous Gemara, Shmuel says to his Talmud, Rav Yehuda, Hai alma kebehi lula damya. The world is like a chasna hall. Chatoif ve'achoyl, chatoif v'shaseh. Grab and eat. And the Gemara implies, and so does Rashi, that he's giving business advice. He says, you're going to leave over this whole thing to your children, and in 2 days they'll squander the whole thing. You might as well enjoy it yourself. Others say it's a remez that you have to chaparayim. Learn Mishnah, learn Gemara, don't waste a minute because it goes away in a second. Life is like a chasna. 2 minutes later you're dancing and tumbling, and 2 minutes later the band is gone and the people are sweeping the floor. And the contrast between the moment before and the moment after is Neira V'Oyah. How much time do you have? That's how they learn the Bali Musar. But the Parshat Pshat of the Gemara is he's giving advice. A person can squander his inheritance. A person can work his whole life, penny for penny. He puts it into the bank. And he adds and he adds and he nourishes it and nurtures it and it grows and it grows. And he spends his whole life and all of his energy. And then he's gone from the world. And his inheritance goes to a profligate son who takes it and spends it in Atlantic City in a week. Zokt, whatever Godel said this, that Torah is not a Yerusha. There's no such thing as squandering your chelek. You know what goes on with the Torah? It goes to the next generation. Dafka to preserve everything for the following generation. When you have that kind of Yerusha, which goes to you to preserve instead of to squander, what's it called? Moirasha. It's a gebaldike shena vort. Because Moirasha lahoirish, it's in the hifil form. Why is it in the hifil? Because it's emphasizing it keeps going. It could be that Beremiza, that's what he meant also, that it's loyal and void, but this is expressed very, very explicitly.